This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Quick, how is the U.S. economy doing? Well, growth figures for the summer came out today, and here's a surprise. Just as the value of your house was sinking, just as the Dow was bouncing up and down like a Super Bowl, economic growth was 4.9%. Those were the good old days. So, why did the chief White House economist, Edward Lazier, revise his forecast for next year's growth downward from 3.1% to 2.7%?
The first reason is as a result of having received some revisions in the data from the past few years, and we found that our growth rate over the past few years was somewhat lower than we thought it was, so that affects our estimates of productivity as we go forward. And the second thing that we have is the housing market. The decline there has been more pronounced than we forecast at the time that we were doing our mid-session review.
But Lazier and the White House's Council of Economic Advisers still foresee 2.7% growth, which is a more robust economy than some other forecasters told us about today. Among them, Diane Swonk, the chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago.
It's going to be pretty rough going and a lot of turmoil in the first half of the year, but by the second half, we'll be sailing in calmer waters.
Important bottom line here, you're looking at growth. You're not looking at a recession in 2008.
No, it's easy to skirt recession. I think one of the important issues, though, is while we talk about this in the broader context, is what an economist calls recession and what most people feel is a recession are probably two different things. The dirt is in the details. And what we've seen in the 2000s is, unlike the 1990s, where we actually saw some closing of the income gap at the end of the decade, the 2000s have been a further widening of the income gap. So more and more of consumer spending is really being accounted for by the very top echelon of income earners, while many middle-class households are seeing their wages stagnate. We're also seeing more of our growth be accounted for by exports. But the reality is an economy where exports are fueling growth, it doesn't feel as good as one where, you know, the stuff we produce, the services and goods we produce, we can put under our own Christmas tree. They're actually being shipped abroad to go under Christmas trees in Europe and Japan if they have them.
Well, Julie Neiman, who's an analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis, is more pessimistic than Diane Swonk. She thinks growth next year will be just 1%. And there's more upbeat numbers over at the White House?
It is wonderfully optimistic, but it's also an election year.
So you think those are politically nice numbers to put out, a little bit rosy by your standards?
Certainly a little rosy by anybody's standards is what we're looking at here, simply because we have to be aware of the fact that there's a confidence factor out there.
Lauren Summers of Harvard, the former Treasury Secretary, says all forecasts deal in probabilities, not certainties, but his take on 2008 is not sanguine.
At this point, I would say that the odds are probably better than 50-50, that the economy will experience a recession. The combination of tremendous carnage in the housing sector, the very substantial financial problems that are likely to impair lending and the flow of credit, the losses in real incomes that come from the rise in the price of oil and the fall in the value of the dollar, I think will all operate to slow the American consumer. And it's been the consumer who's been driving the economy for some time now.
At the moment, do you see any greater range of forecasts for the year ahead than are typical? That is, are we at a particularly uncertain moment when the various probabilistic forecasts for 2008 are all over the lot, or is it always this way?
I think there probably is a somewhat wider dispersion of views because some of us think a recession's really the likely prospect and others still think it's going to be business as usual. And I think even those whose forecasts and best guesses are clustered, I think would today entertain a much wider range of possibilities. So I think for anybody planning their life out there, I think the degree of uncertainty about where the economy is going to be 12 months hence is probably as great as it's been any time since the period right after 9/11.
It's Lauren Summers, who was Secretary of the Treasury under President Clinton and who was the most pessimistic of the economists we heard from today.